Hot Wings, I know you have some strong feelings about people in hot air balloons.
I do.
Do you think they're the Canadian geese, Canadian geese of flying? Not Canadian gays.
No.
Or that'd hot air weird. Balloons.
No, none of those.
Doing good.
No. Nope.
Well, in this case, these guys were out kayaking to enjoy the sights of the beautiful hot air balloons on the morning of a big hot air balloon festival. And they got to see one really close.
We just come there to enjoy the views. We were
Oh, no.
The reason
All right.
these nice gentlemen are being horse laughed at is they went out in the lake in a kayak. And of all things, one got so low in Canberra that it tipped their kayak over.
And this is a big lake, too. Like, there is so much space to not get hit by a basket from a balloon.
Actually, we were doing a selfie to the different hot air balloon. And then when we turned back, we said, like, oh, this one coming to us. And I did my math wrong. I thought it's going to fly over us, but it's not. It actually like collided with us. But it's really fun. The water is really, really warm.
I did my math wrong.
Yeah, I did my math wrong.
I think that in the morning, I told Eric that, you know, there was a lot of people here. And if we come down to the water, someone will save us eventually.
Actually, the pilot contacted us because after the post go viral on Facebook, and they're offering us the free flies.
Wait, so they're showing the video. I thought that the thing was going to land there. Like,
in the water, like it was having like a...
Yeah,
like
with hot air balloons, like they just kind of land where they land.
I don't think they want to land in a lake,
I don't think they want to.
There's certain events.
So they just wanted to get low enough to knock those kayakers over?
They just wanted to mess with these people.
Yeah.
There are events, though, where hot air balloons, like it's like a race or something like that, where they get points for having to like go down and dip into the water and come back up.
Oh, really?
Because
they're showing it, 10 seconds later, lifting off, and it's dripping a bunch of water off of it.
Yeah,
that's brain fluid.
Oh, that sucks, man. These things must suck to crash in a lake. You got to clean it up. No, they just did it to mess with the kayakers.
Wasn't there a Super Bowl where they put a kid in a hot air balloon?
Yeah, and he
was
never
supposed
landed.
To be tied down.
Yeah,
and then
what? And it got away.
He did not. He did not just disappear.
No, he landed in...
It was miles away, though.
And he landed in like a cold lagoon or something.
Yeah. It happened in the 70s.
Super Bowl hot air balloon.
11-year-old Rick Snyder was launched in a hot air balloon. The hot air balloon wasn't properly tethered. There's a video on YouTube, the Minnesota Vikings and the runaway balloon. I don't think it was a Super Bowl. I think it was maybe a regular season game. The kind of thing you celebrate with a kid in a basket.
One of those things where they let it go up and it's tethered and then they pull it back down. You know, they get them up 30, 40 feet.
Oh, look at the future.
Somebody was supposed to grab a rope and they forgot. They bent down to tie their shoe or something and the kid got away. And the parents were understandably scared.
Do you have this?
Yeah.
In 1969, during a Minnesota Vikings game, a harmless halftime promotion was planned with a hot air balloon owned by 11-year-old Rick Snyder's parents and meant to rise only 200 feet on a tether to promote the St. Paul Winter Carnival, failed to lift properly with his mother inside. So she jumped out and Rick jumped in. Seconds before the rope snapped, the balloon then kept rising.
The people in the stands are dressed like Nanook of the North. This is when the Vikings still played outdoors.
Yeah, it's cold.
It is icy and freezing.
It is cold, and this is not like a full-size hot air balloon. This kid is standing in the equivalent of a Gatorade bucket. So there's not a lot of room to go. No wonder it wouldn't lift off with mom.
Too young to fully understand the danger, as fans in the stands assumed it was all part of the show. He nearly missed the stadium lights, vanished into the clouds, and drifted into the flight path of Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport.
It's worse than we remember.
It is. It's like a movie.
Forcing the FAA to shut down air traffic as an unpiloted balloon carried a child southeast over Minnesota. And after floating nearly 3 miles, Rick managed to release hot air, sending the balloon plunging into the icy, slush-filled Minnesota River, where the the freezing water. He then swam through chunks of ice for 25 yards ashore, where a photographer captured the moment he came out alive. Meanwhile, his parents chased the balloon to a snow-covered field, only to find it empty and fear the worst, before they would learn Rick was safe, and they warmed his clothes in the Vikings locker room. Fans later learned about the real story in the paper, and more than 50 years later, the balloon sits in a museum.
They went back to the game?
I guess so.
Yeah, well, that's where the heaters were.
Like one heater in all of Minnesota.
So they drove him 3 miles back to the locker room. Hey, some grown men will be nude in here. Until then, warm up.
I'm just here to see future Fran Tarkenton.
What a day for that kid. Never forget where you were.
I'm sure
the day you
won't.
Were in a basket flying through the air.
He's old enough now. It's possible he's dead.
Well, yeah, that's
like
how
from heart disease.
Not stupid balloon antics.
Yeah, like from natural causes.